Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Well, Adam Ray joins us for the first half. Hysterical. Hilarious. Hi, everything. So we'll get into all that. We do a really funny reenactment about Heart to Heart, so I think you're going to enjoy that. First, I'll tell you about Bet Online. The wait is finally over. Football season is upon us, kids. It's back. Bet Online has you covered. Rams are playing the Bills. I'm worried for my Rams in that game. I do worry. The Bills look strong. Texans at Steelers, Packers at Saints, Titans at Vikings, Buccaneers at Broncos. One of my favorite games of the weekend, Raiders at Patriots. Just to watch, man. I'm a fan. More options to wager than anywhere online, from spreads to totals to props. Get in on season opening bonuses, and you can wager on wins, division championship futures. It's all there, baby. Head to Bet Online today. Take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. Visit BetOnline.ag, our exclusive partner at Podcast One. And don't forget promo code Podcast One for your sign-up bonus today. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts.
For just $25, you get wine and gifts. Ace's favorite stuff or products from ACS. Every single month, you get the drink you choose. It's hard to beat cool stuff and booze. Adam's Monthly Nut. Adam's Monthly Nut.
You heard Dick. It's time for another ballsy month of Adam's Monthly Nut. This month includes two Vinny Tortorich approved and invented ultra fat instant energy packs so you don't reach for that donut. Four shot glass ice molds so you can keep your whiskey cold and straight down the hatch. A bottle of Chateau Spill to remove wine stains or blood from the fine silk you're donning. Of course, a bottle of your choice. And the coup de grace, a digital download of the very first basic cable commentary, Roadhouse. This $60 value can be yours for only $25 at CorollaDrinks.com. From Corolla One Studios in Glendale, California, and brought to you by Bet Online, this is the Adam Carolla Show. Adam's guest today, Adam Ray. Plus, the director of The Life and Trials of Oscar Pistorius, Daniel Gordon. With Gina Grad on news, Bald Brian on sound effects, and Jeff Cesario with the sports. And now, damn his pacifism, Adam Carolla.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for sharing the good news. Right, Gina Grad?
That's right.
And Bald Brian.
Yep, this is happening.
Oh, yeah, Adam Ray going to be zooming in. Always good to talk to him. Have a couple thoughts. I did a press thing today. I have hypervigilance, so I get annoyed at little things easily, probably correctable things. So I had this funny thing. There were two things that happened. My press is now divided between Skype, Zoom, and phoners.
Perfect.
Right.
For you.
What could go wrong? So it's always this list of like Skype, 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 Zoom, phoner, Zoom, Skype, you know? And it's like, I'm always like, if it's a phoner, I can be out on the road. I can go get something done. Like anything but sit in my office for 3 hours, right? I want to go run out, do this, run back or whatever. And the phoner will let me run out because I can jump in my car. But if it's Zoomed, it's not going to work. So, and then, of course, some of them toggled back like, well, it was a Zoom. Now it's a Skype, you know, and this thing that was a Skype is now a phoner. So, of course, it made for extra confusion. But it was this funny thing. And it's interesting. If you have little ideas, like if you're tuned in a little bit, you will notice things before they happen. And then if you don't correct them, you will be punished. So if you are driving, let's just say you're driving home one day and you look up and you see the trees kind of swaying around a little bit. And you go, there's a little breeze blowing around. It looks like a little windy. So it's a stop sign, a piece of trash kind of blew across the street. So you take note, like you go, it's a little windy. And then you walk into your house and you're standing at your kitchen sink and you're looking out your back window and you see that the outdoor umbrella, the big umbrella that's over the picnic table and chairs, is up, spread out, and in full effect. And you think to yourself, huh, it's a little windy. I should put that down. If, in fact, you don't go put it down, then the next morning you'll wake up and the umbrella will be snapped in half and it'll have taken the table that it goes through with it. And it'll be knocked over and then you'll go out there and go, the umbrella's busted. And that'll be on you because you looked at it and you had a thought.
You knew.
Like, hey, I should take care of this. And so I, in the new COVID world order, told Matt to order one of those phone stands. One of those, it's got three legs and you put it.
Like the mounting.
Yeah, sure. It's a piece of plastic. Fine, your phone snaps into it. I'd been living with it for like 3 or 4 months and I kept thinking, I want to be able to change it to landscape. I want to be able to change it to landscape, but it won't provide for that, which is a bad design. It's like you drop it in, that's the way it goes. So at some point, I've just been kind of thinking about it. It's been rattling around my head, and I've been kicking this stupid idea. This isn't a life or death situation, but at some point last week, I said to Matt, I need a new phone. And I either said stand or mount or something, but I was like, I need a new phone stand, a phone mount. I probably went back and forth. Anyway, I said, but I need it to go landscape. I need one that'll go landscape. Right. And he goes, oh, okay, I'll order one. I go, all right. What happens to me all the time is I have a picture in my head of what I'm ordering. Sort of what happens when I go to Vegas and I go into the Hard Rock and I order Huevos Rancheros. I have a picture in my head of Huevos Rancheros. They have a picture in their head of a breakfast burrito. And thus, they win every time because their picture makes or orders the product. So I have this picture in my head of this like freestanding phone mount, but I can move it to landscape. Anyway, 2 days ago or yesterday, it comes in. And of course, it's the car mount, phone mount that I can turn. But I would never turn that one to landscape, but it's okay. It's easy enough to confuse if the big suction cup. But of course, when you set it on the table and put the phone on it, it falls over because it needs to be adhered to it. And I was like, God damn it. Okay, it's not really, I should have been clear. Or maybe Matt could have said, do you want it for the car? Do you want it for the home? Whatever. Fine. So then I went home and I'm doing this press thing. And every single time we did the Skype and I put the phone in the phone mount, the director's like, could you go ahead and turn it to landscape? And I'm like, no, I cannot. And they're like, it'd be better if we could turn it to landscape. And I'm like, understood.
Agree.
I got into this discussion. It's not going to happen. I saw the thing yesterday. Fine. I should have brought it home and stuck it to this ottoman. And then I'd hang up with the person and then I'd get on to the next one. And the first thing I'd ask is, go ahead. Could you go ahead and turn it to landscape? I'd go, no, I cannot. No, I can't. No, I can't. Every single person I Skyped with, their producer said, could you go ahead and turn it to landscape? And I was like, no, I can't. But I was realized, oh, this is what happens when you fuck up. You get punished. Of course. It wasn't every other person. It was every single producer wanted it turned to landscape. And I have no. Then I had the thing and I had it sitting up on like a pillow while I was sitting on the sofa. And I was trying to figure out a way to lean it. And it would slide down. And
I figured you would come. You of all people would MacGyver it in some way with a book and a remote.
I was going to say, I learned something today. There exists phone stands that don't turn to landscape. Gina, have you ever heard of a phone stand that doesn't just turn?
I don't know, because frankly, he could have ordered you a $15 pop socket like this and you could have done whatever you wanted.
I didn't know. I'm with you. When I ordered my first phone stand, young, naive Adam just said, give me a phone stand for my phone. And Matt went, okay. He didn't say vertical, horizontal,
it just
or switch
turns.
Or anything.
Is it like on a mini tripod or something?
It's literally three legs and a vertical slot for your phone, and it does not turn, which is weird to me. And yes, I could have splurged and spent an extra 87 cents and avoided this and got it. Or Matt could have said, do you want the one that turns or the one that goes whatever? But I just like, go get one from Amazon, go get a phone stand, highly rated, $10, like whatever. And, so I ended up with this, and then I was punished by every producer. The other thing that I found.
What was it for?
Well, oh, it was for no safe spaces.
Sorry. Oh, very good.
The other thing I found that was funny, which was like.
No horizontal spaces.
The thing that was funny that was also debilitating but funny is one of the last ones I did, and you guys listening will probably have answers. I shall not. So I was Skyping in. Yes, I was Skyping in to one of the last news hits I was doing, and while sitting there, I get a text. And the text takes up the top bar of the phone, which is vertical, and it's taking up my head. So I can't see what I look like, my head, because that's where my place was on this phone. So it's a text. And the text is from Sean, and Sean is building something. And I said, take the studs and put them on layout. And he said, okay. Now, layout is either 16 on center or 24 on center. Either way, you people who are into math will know a 4x8 sheet of plywood or drywall or what have you has to land half on. That's why it's either 16 or 24. When you're putting up a sheet of drywall is 4 feet wide by 8 feet long. So if you lean it up against the wall, it'll land on a stud. Because then you have to get the next one on there. You can't have it floating in a bay. It'll be flapping.
Sure, the math
in the wind.
Will work out either
the
way.
Math will work, the math will work out for 16 on center, or it'll work on out for 24 on center. And I just said, do it on put it on layout. It normally means 16 on center. That's the standard, whatever. So I'm sitting there, and I'm waiting to do this hit. And I get a text. So I'm looking at the studio. Everything's hooked up. And we're waiting to go on. Like the producer's like, can you put it on horizontal? I'm like, no, I cannot. Okay, 2 minutes. 2 minutes, we'll be on. I say, fine. I'm sitting there. Sean, text. 24 on center, 16 on center, question mark. Now, I'm a maniac because I can't do a 20-minute interview picturing Sean standing around wanting to know how to do this layout. So I'm like, God damn it, I'm going to answer him. And I hit answer, and I go, 24. I just go, 24. And then I hit send, and it goes send. Well, now I'm disconnected from the show. I don't know how to get back onto the show. The show, I've
You're
lost the show. I don't know where I am, but I can't find the screen anymore. The screen is just the text screen. Now I'm on the show.
They can see you, but you can't see them.
Yeah. So then...
pitching a total fit because you don't know where they went.
We disconnect, we reconnect, everything's fine. Everything is fine. And now here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, start the interview. And they start the interview, and a text comes through from Sean. Thanks. I would argue we don't need that. We don't need the thanks. It's like 16 or 24. 24. We're done. We're done with this exchange.
Wait, so he's punished for being polite?
I know. Yeah. I know.
It's Adam Kroll is a master of efficiency.
I'm like, here we go. Here we go. 20. I didn't say 24, please, or 24 on center. Or
if
I
you
didn't,
please.
I didn't do 24 inches. I just wrote back 24. Boom. Gone. So then he writes back, thanks. Now, the thanks is blocking my head on this 25-minute Skype call. So I'm just staring at it the whole time, and I'm going, it's going to go away, right? Does it go away? When does it go away? And I just keep staring. I can't see my head. I can just see my torso because it's taking – my head is somehow in the upper right-hand whatever of the phone. I'm sure if we'd be able to, if we were able to do this in landscape, this wouldn't have happened. But my head is now being blocked by Sean's fucking thanks. Just thanks, Sean. And it won't go anywhere. It won't move. Now, I'm scared to touch anything. I'm just looking at it and looking at it. I can't see my own head the whole time. And I'm just staring and staring and staring. And I go, I get about 13 minutes into this 25-minute thing, and I go, fuck, it's not going away. Why doesn't it go away? Like, I thought it was supposed to pop up and then it's supposed to go away. It's not going. Yeah. It's been well over 10 minutes at this point. So I go, hold on. If I just touch it, it'll go away?
Nope.
I have no idea how to get away. I'm staring at this thing, this super unnecessary thanks from a guy who's not even polite. Sean's a metal fabricator. You understand? He fucking drives a forklift and works a heliarc. What's he saying? Thanks.
And this is the moment he picks to start trying?
Well, to be fair to him, it's an acknowledgement that he got the message,
right.
Which
Copy
is
that.
Fine. And I'm just staring at his chair, and I'm like, go away, go away. Now, I'm doing this interview, but I'm completely obsessed with Sean's unnecessary thanks and the fact that I can't see my own head and that it won't go away. Yes, right.
And the whole time it's, hey, Adam Carolla, tell us about No Safe Spaces. Thanks.
I want to thank the producers. Yeah, I want to thank my agent, James Bradley Dixon. I want to thank my wife, my kids.
Thank
I want
you for
to thank
having me
without
on.
The encouragement. I want to thank. I want to thank you, girl. I know it's a Led Zeppelin song, I think, but I can't thank you enough. I'm so happy. Back when I was 24 on center, I never thought that I would thank people these days. You know, of course, in high school, back at 16 on center. Playing, getting my learner's permit and whatnot. I never thought I'd have this day where I'd thank you. And, of course, you take 16 and 24, you combine them, you know, at age 40, I'd had success, but I've never really thanked my fans for the thankfulness. Now, you know, this film wasn't done on layout. We didn't go traditional layout 24 at 16. Yeah, it's all I was staring, and I kept staring at the scene going, you got to go away. At some point, you go away. Don't you go away? And it's like, no, I don't go away. And so about 15 minutes into the interview, I went, fuck it, I can't stop myself anymore, and I touched it. And as soon as I touched it, the whole screen went into Sean, and it went all fucked up. And it was so funny. You guys tell me if this has happened to you. I don't know. It happens to me, I feel like, as an interviewer a lot, which is some shit happened. Like, it happened, and when it happened, it was right at the beginning of the host kind of going on a soliloquy, you know what I mean? And it happened, but it was two words into their, don't get me started on,
right.
And I just went, I think we're having a technical problem, and she just barreled forward and literally did 8 minutes, you know, just an excruciating, this long, drawn out, like, whatever. And I was just not looking at her the whole time, wanting to, like, chime in. And then at some point, we lost the visual because I touched this thing. But the audio was still up, and we had about 3 minutes left. And I was just like, let's just do the audio from this point on. But
how far into your F-bomb storm did you realize the audio was still on?
I could hear her the entire time, uninterrupted, which was part of the torture, which is she was going and going and going, and I wanted to keep going.
Was she trying to fill time to deal
no,
with the
no, oh, okay. she, I don't think she could see that behind her on the screen. I wasn't up. Who the hell knows? I'm just saying.
It should have gone up on its own. If not, you should have been able to, but I'm afraid to give you this advice. You touch it and just flick it up. That's what you're supposed to do.
Oh, I should have flicked it up.
But it should have gone up on its own before that anyway.
Well, it'd been over 10, maybe
no.
been about 15 minutes, and
it was wrong.
It was not going anywhere.
4 seconds.
I think it's a setting you could maybe adjust.
Not
you, but one can adjust.
All right, well, go get my phone, Max Pat, and see if that thing's on something.
Send him a text and see how long it takes.
Yeah, send him a text. All right, Dawson, you have a similar story?
Well, I think you should really let Sean know how you feel, because I understand the anger from the thanks text. We expect everyone to know what our completely busy schedule is and what that thanks text can do. I was sitting in the studio reading an audiobook the other day, left my phone out of the studio, but still where you could hear it beep from a text. It beeps once. I'm like, okay, whatever.
You were voicing an audiobook.
I was voicing an audiobook.
Right. I just want to make it
clear. And then 20 seconds later, it beeps again. 20 seconds later, beeps again. And I was on a roll, and I started to get pissed. So I went out to look at it, and it was a series of texts that said, hey, man, text one, text two, I know you're busy, text three, hit me up when you get a chance, text four, hope all is well. Are you fucking kidding me?
You should see Dawson's face.
So I appreciate and understand your anger, and I think you're justified.
Thank you. I did run at the shop in between, and I did say to Sean, I'm doing a radio tour. I got 2 minutes to talk about we're replacing this header block, and then I got to run out again. But He does what he does. Look, what are you going to do?
Now he knows. Never put the volume on my phone on, not once. Between working on this show and working in a newsroom, I've never had on. Have I lost my phone several times? Yes, I have. Mm. And you can't call it because it won't ring. But I eventually find it. I've got to leave the volume off. I cannot deal with that.
We got a call here from Nevada. Wants to talk about Ellen.
Ooh.
So be it. Let's see. And Chris, you're figuring out how long my texting stays?
Yeah. I'm sending some texts right now.
Okay. Let's talk to Matt, 61, from Nevada. Matt?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Ace, Bald, Gina, a big fan.
Hi, guy.
Yeah, I was just... Hi there. I was just thinking that, you know, Ellen hasn't changed at all. Like, she's still the same sort of angry woman that she was when she had her sitcom back in the 90s. At first, it was a pretty funny show, and then she started making it about herself. And the rating, of course, it stopped being funny. It started, the ratings tanked, and the show got canceled. It was way before she had her talk show. So it should be no surprise to anybody today that she's the same angry woman that she was back then, and that she still wants to make it all about herself. I thought, who is this woman when I saw her talk show? She seems all happy and stuff. I said, that's got to be an act. And as it turns out, it is.
Yeah, well, it's kind of our fault for needing to graft on so much to so many. You know what I mean? Like, she's a funny woman. She has interesting guests. She does a good interview. Why do we need to be best friends? You know, it's kind of that, I always sort of felt that way with, like, that's the politician you'd like to have a beer with. Like, yeah, but you're never going to have a beer with them, so might as well just focus on policy. You know, it's an interesting shift that we have made as a society toward, we've gone very feelings-based, you know. To me, I don't know what kind of guy Mitch Hedberg was. He just made me laugh, you know, and I felt that way growing up. You know, I didn't know who this person was. I just thought they were funny or thought they weren't funny. Where obviously Madison Avenue got the message with the making everything with love and all the good vibes and everything. We really shifted so that good vibes is a real commodity now. Like, it is a serious, it is a way to get rich. You know, when I was coming up, it was like, well, if you're in a band, it's how good your band is. And if you're a comedian, it's how funny you are. There was hosts and MCs, and, you know, people thought Dick Clark was a nice guy. Who knows if he was or not? You know, people thought Casey Kasem was a good guy. I get the presentation part, but we are putting way too much. We're turning vibes, nice, and attitude into this commodity when it really should be. It should take a back seat to, like, how funny is the person?
Talent and ability.
How much information do they bring up? What's the policy, you know, versus what's the attitude? Like, attitude is just everything now.
Theory.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree 100%.
Okay, here's a theory about how they think that, you know, because it's afternoons, it has to be fun and she has to be your best friend because it's women or housewives or, you know, middle-aged women, and they just want you to be happy and nice. Then how come so many women are obsessed with Real Housewives? It's all table flipping and drunk screaming. They love it, apparently. So I guess we don't need our best friend on TV to be nice.
We need salty and sweet. What we don't want is, like, milk toast, you know. We don't want cassava bread, you know. We want this sort of we want this salty and this sweet. And once we've had enough sweet, we want to see someone turn a table over and throw a champagne flute at somebody. That's just kind of how we are, you know. We want puppies in the UFC, you know. We're sort of made for, I'm going to sit in the hot tub, and then I'm going to jump into that snowbank, and then I'm going to jump back into the hot tub. But we're not really made for, why don't we get that hot tub up to 77 degrees, and we'll just all sort of sit here. You know what I mean? I mean, you even think about things we consume. We like a cold beer, and we like a hot bowl of chili. You know what I mean? We're not that room temperature.
We're not into tepid.
Yeah, we're not really into that sort of middle. Whatever, when people are eulogized. They're described as, you know, either loving and caring and nurturing, or like, or tenacious, always ready to battle, would never give up. You know, they don't go up. Sometimes they're this way. Yeah,
you catch them on the right day.
Right. You don't want to say that about an automobile design. You don't want to say that about a beverage. You don't want to say that about a housewife. You know, we just, that's all we do. So we go back and forth, and they're both kind of extremes, and the middle is boring. But the problem is all the business of life takes place in the middle.
Yeah.
You know, the trips to Disneyland, you can throw those out. The time you got busted for DUI and spent the night in a drunk tank, you can throw that one out. 99% of life is just sort of in the middle.
Yeah, go to work, come home, have dinner,
right,
go to sleep.
And we've decided that's not exciting.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know what's in our evolution to be attracted to the salty and the sweet and the hot and the cold and the Ellens and the housewives, but we're definitely there, and maybe we're getting there even faster. I mean, if you think about how we have to turn this group into this and that group into that, you know, no one's ever like, you know, in between on anything. We don't like the middle.
Well, look at our two choices of president.
Right.
They're on opposite extremes, you know what I mean? For presidential candidates.
Well, you know, it's funny, they are, but it if you really look at their lives, they're both rich white guys who've basically had a pretty good run, who've taken care of their kids, who've
in their 70s
used some nepotism to get their kids a hand up and all that kind of. They're sort of the same rich whitey who's taken care of their families and who has had access to people and things that you and I don't have access to. Now, the media has turned them into this guy and that guy, but you really just look at the stat sheet, you know, they ain't what we are. They're both going to the country club for sure.
Sure. That's why I'm glad I added the caveat for a presidential candidate, because that's a narrow swath of humanity that can become a presidential candidate. Got to be wealthy. It's very unusual for a candidate to not be wealthy. You end up with the same archetype, and then within that you get, you know, opposites or you know, to some distance in personality or something.
Did you fix my phone, Max Apana?
I did, yeah. So those little things that come down are called banners.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get a text, typically it should just go up in a few seconds. But for some reason, you had permanent banners, or what's called persistent banners.
Oh my God, I've never heard of that.
I've never heard of it either. I've never seen that.
Get my ball peen hammer ready, because Gary will go, well, you set it on permanent. I set it. I don't even know how to use it.
It's pretty deep within settings. So I don't. You have to dive deep into settings and to change that. And I've never seen that before. But for some reason, your text messages were set to persistent banners, where you have to make an action to make it go away. And it's fixed now.
Had to put effort into that.
I will use the defense that Jimmy Kimmel used 20 years ago when the X show was accusing us. The Man Show came first with a pilot. This is how Hollywood works. The Man Show comes first with a pilot. X, I don't know, whatever, Fox X or whatever the fucking XF FX. Or whatever, XF or whatever the fucking station was.
That's a Jaguar.
Oh, okay. whatever, FX. Yeah, sorry, FX, right?
Yep.
Yeah, XF's a Jag, right. FX wants to buy The Man Show. We say, we don't want to put it on FX. We don't really like FX. We'd rather put it on Comedy Central. Fine. They then come up with a knockoff of The Man Show called The X Show. They then debut it 3 weeks before The Man Show debuts. And then it's like, well, you guys are ripping off The X Show. It's like, yeah, okay. Ugh.
Yeah, we pulled it together in 3 weeks after seeing your debut.
The pilot's a year old and you wanted the pilot. Okay. Welcome to Hollywood, everybody. But then here's the excuse. I'm going to use the same excuse with this phone setting as Jimmy Kimmel used when in 1999, somebody was accusing someone by the name of Adam Carolla was like online and talking shit about the X show, like leaving online, I don't know what it was back then in 1999.
Chat rooms
yeah. and talking shit room. About the X Show. And I remember somebody questioned Jimmy about, like someone from FX or some producer from the X Show, where I was like, hey, we hear your boy. And he was like, Adam doesn't even know how to spell. He doesn't even know what a computer is. He has a dial-up phone. He's using a rotary phone. He doesn't know how to spell. He doesn't know how to turn on a computer. That it couldn't possibly be Adam, not because his temperament isn't right for this activity. He doesn't physically know how to do what you're accusing him of doing. We should accuse Laxamana of doing too much pole vaulting in his spare time before you accuse me of this. So I could have never put that setting on because I have no idea how to use my phone. I could have never gotten it. You have $1 million to set that phone up.
Yeah,
that way.
I completely believe you because it's pretty deep in there, and I don't see you going past.
Why is my phone set to that?
I have no idea. I've never seen that before in anybody's phone.
Nobody would ever. Who would want that? It doesn't help in any way.
Exactly. Yeah, maybe you don't need to talk to Sean, but yeah, but still.
Right. Well, I could see, like, what if you were stepping out on your wife and you had your guma and she sent you a text late on a Saturday night and you slept in? Wouldn't you want your wife to see the text on the front of your phone the next morning?
There's no advantage to this.
Yeah, none.
Jesus Christ. You were on a pole vault team in high school, Max Zapata?
I was, Adam. I was on the pole. That's why I was very surprised you used that reference.
When you said that, the little point shooting part of my brain was like, man, you'd actually be a good pole vaulter. Small, compact, light.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, no, I knew. Listen, I saw the yearbook.
Yeah, of course.
That's why I went there. What was your What was your greatest height?
It was 9.5 feet. I wasn't amazing by any stretch, but I was able to get by.
All right. So just a little under the high jump record. I use a spring-loaded stick, but I can't get over the one the fit man of color can do. Yeah. All right.
Well, even though I'm small, you still need a ton of upper body strength, which I didn't have.
Some kid
well, that's
just
triple your height. So
kid just set the record. I mean, some guy just went over 20 feet recently. I just saw it on SportsCenter. Some guy. You know the best part about the act of pole vaulting and the guy set the new record? I think he cleared. I think he cleared 20 feet. I don't. It was a new record, whatever it was. The beauty, you know the best part about pole vaulting? They celebrate on the way down.
That's right.
You get over the post, you're at 20 feet, you're still moving up as you're celebrating because you realize you cleared it and you're fucking celebrating all the way down, which is great. Just a guy free falling from 21 feet celebrating the whole, knowing before he gets to the ground, he set the new world record. You can look it up, Max Bennett. It was just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I think I got the video here.
All right, let me hit Simply Safe. Most home security companies trap you with high prices, tricky contracts, lousy customer support. There's only one no-brainer. That is Simply Safe, people. Everything to protect your home, an arsenal of sensors and cameras for every room, window and door, tailored specifically for your home, professional monitoring day and night, ready to send police, fire, medical professionals. Set up in under an hour, just peel and stick, no technician required, no contracts, no pushy sales guys. Hidden fees, no fine print. Starts at just $15 a month, everyone. U.S. News and World Report named it the best overall home security of 2020. It's Simply Safe, right, Dawson?
Head to simplysafe.com/Adam and get a free HD camera for our listeners. That's simplysafe.com/Adam to make sure they know our show sent you.
All right, this young kid, I don't know where he's out of, but was it 20 feet, Max Pana? There he goes. You can watch him celebrate in the air, which I love.
Yes.
It's great. Got
a double fist pump on the way down.
On the way down.
You knew it.
All right.
I was going to say, my favorite part of pole vaulting, if they have a slow motion replay, every time it's in slow motion, you're like, not going to make it. Not going to make it.
Right.
You made it.
I know. It's amazing.
Yeah. So it was a little over 20 feet, like 20.2.
20.2.
A little under 20.2, yeah.
Feet. All right. Interesting. All right. Adam Ray, the always funny Adam Ray, shall join us, and we'll do that right after this.
It's time to check Adam's voicemail.
pace, as with most things, I wanted to check your barometer. When channel flipping, I come across heart to heart. Is it odd that I stop for a few minutes just to get a quick glance at Stephanie Powers in the 80s and find her strangely attractive? Let me know.
You can leave us a message at 888-634-1744.
No, you must acknowledge Stephanie Powers' beauty. At the very top, you got to find the top of Heart to Heart. That's Mr. Hot. He's a genius. That's Mrs. Hot. She's gorgeous. Like, that's the guy. That's Max the butler narrating the thing. And he basically says, Mr. Hart, that guy's super successful. And then Mrs. Hart, she's gorgeous. So
that's what she brings to the table.
It must be acknowledged. And if anybody, Adam Ray is here, if anyone wants to realize what a contrast my two parents were growing up in a fucking busted down house with no air conditioning in North Hollywood while watching this show, it made my life that much more miserable, because it's one thing to be starving. It's another thing to sit in a cage and watch somebody eat surf and turf just out of arm's reach. That's what the beginning of Heart to Heart was for me.
Having surf and turf dangled in your face from anybody is a real shot to the ego, but but especially from people with hair that voluptuous.
They had a lot of hair. Do you have the opening to that, Max Zapata? We'll play in a second. It always makes me laugh.
Adam, makes me come. But what's up?
I'm doing your show, the interactive live stream, the Dr. Phil Live. Dana Carvey's going to be on. I'm going to be on, as you hear this, tonight, 6 p.m. Pacific. And for tickets, is it for tickets?
Yeah, for tickets. You go to this website where everything's being hosted called Tixr.com, T-I-X-R.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure if we're calling them tickets. So that'll we have a clip of that. We have a clip of the show to watch. I'm coming in to the studio and doing it, so you can watch it tonight. I can't either. Go ahead and we'll play the trailer of the Dr. Phil Live show with Adam Ray.
Come on, make some fucking noise. Come on, get excited. Okay, some of you are unmuted. Keep that in mind, that when you just say stuff, whether it be to your cat or if you're on a separate Zoom conference call, I can fucking hear you. Raise your hand if you've got a drink with you right now. Okay, and keep that hand raised if you've been drinking since you woke up. Look, if we were on a game show called Is It Gemini or Gemini, you would lose. But we're not on that show. Okay, if you're going to wah-wah-wah me, I'll fucking shut your shit down real quick. Sharon, what's going on with you? What sign are you, sweetheart?
I'm an Aries.
Great. Could you lower your voice and not scream at me? That was fucking really obnoxious. My mom used to sprinkle Vicodin into my Sunny D to make me fall asleep. And I, looking back, that's dangerous and fucked up. But in the moment, okay, I was dreaming about spaghetti and meatballs and Dorito bubble baths and riding dragons with David Schwimmer.
And I'll be on tonight. I can't wait. So how did this whole thing come about? I mean, I know you started doing Dr. Phil on stage, and then you started dressing as Dr. Phil on stage so much to the point.
Well, I think when I started really fucking around with it on this show, and that's when people would come up to me at stand-up shows and be like, you didn't do any Dr. Phil.
Right.
The fuck? I kind of feel gypped off. And I was like, it was especially weird because it was Dr. Phil who was saying that, just as disguised as a bro. But it was. So then it just got to become such a goofy thing. And then when I dressed up that night at the Laugh Factory and did stand-up, I was like, oh, okay. You never know certain characters or caricatures of people that are how people are going to respond to it. It's like, he's clearly not, not relevant. And he's just, consistently stayed in the public eye. Even with that shit last week, he posted on his Instagram where he was like, I appreciate the support. Don't call me daddy. Like, it was like, fucking all right. Like, no need for that clip. But so he does a lot of things that are worthy of being poked fun at and parody, and people just responded to it with, with such glee that it was like, all right, I'm going to try to fuck around, do a show that this guy would do. Any daytime talk show, there's always, to me, an intrigue about, like, what's that show? This is basically that. So there'll be a lot of silly games, audience interaction. There's a segment called Phil Fixes It where I just basically come on and people, you know, hit me up with problems and concerns and I field them as best I can. One gal last time said her kid was having trouble in school. And I was like, well, what grade's he in? And she's like, second. I was like, yeah, you can drop out. Because second grade's for pussies and wimps. Okay, fifth grade, I'm more of a fifth grade guy because fifth grade gets you ready for sixth grade. And sixth grade's all about, you know, getting to know your body and strangers' bodies and really figuring out where, sitting on the bus, you know, if the bus driver likes you, maybe he'll get fucked up one day and let you drive. So I could say drop out from second, go from at least pick it back up at fifth. And, you know, and if you can't graduate middle school, then you should just move out. So that's what I would tell him on his birthday, just so that the message is clear. And so there's a lot of fun audience interaction. And you and Dana are going to be a blast because, you know, there's two guys that you've obviously dealt with Phil, the real Phil, too. And so it'll be fun to have the live audience watching you guys, you know. Around.
Brian?
Speaking of which, Adam Ray, I love the bold gambit of having Dana Carvey on your show and you're doing the impressions.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it's one.
That's good.
I mean, we're going to do a fun game with Dana where it's going to be, you know, I'm going to try to pull a few out and do a thing where it's like a famous debate where it's going to be him and I picking up. I mean, one of them was going to be like him doing George Bush Sr. and me doing Robert Downey Jr. Debating whether hugs or high fives are better. One was, I think, going to be the church lady versus Tony Danza about whether or not sex with a condom is something you should still do.
Are you going to do Phil as Tony Danza? I mean, obviously, you're going to be in the outfit.
Oh yeah, I'm going to. So anything. So if I'm in full Phil, okay, which is what I like to say to my wife before we get down and dirty, I go, I'm about to go full fill on you and fill you. And then if he goes into Danza, I mean, I'll just be doing all these, I'll be doing Danza and whoever as Phil. So it's gonna be insanity. I might just get real fucked up before I do it.
I think, but you tell me, Adam Ray, the first night you pulled Phil out in full Phil attire and prosthetics and everything was at the Laugh Factory. And I do believe I walked off a stage and bumped into you.
Yes. And you didn't know what the fuck was going on because I think I was like, all right, I can't just go up and say, hey, Ad, what's up, man? It's me. So I was like, great set. You got time for a quick selfie in the bathroom stall? And you were like, what?
I literally walked off of stage. And you're a little bit heightened, you know, like when you walk off of stage, everyone's cheering and laughing and whatever. And I walked off stage and just sort of turned the corner by the stairs, by the bathroom where the comics hang out.
An area too.
And just ran right into Adam, who was dressed fully as Phil. And he said something. And I just sort of stared at him. I had no context. I didn't know where to put it. I didn't know what was going on. I just had that moment of, I have no idea what's going on here.
Yeah, it was great. It was, I mean, there's no prep for somebody being in full prosthetic right outside of a bathroom. And, and especially your face.
Inviting you in.
You acted just, I mean, thank God you were, you know, shell shocked and kind of, you were like, I think when I said great set, you were like, ah, thanks, man. And then I was like, yeah, can we pop into the bathroom real quick? And you were like, hey, what? So it's, you know, good on you for also just playing the moment real and not being like, you know, fuck yeah, dude. Let's slip back to, oh, there it is.
Nice fupa.
It's a nice get up.
You were also, you know, for as many times I've done it on the show, you were so like, you know, your face. And look, the makeup was good too. So it was really,
it was good. And
you couldn't tell it was me at first. I think I said Adam and you were like, you were growing up. You're like, Schiff? Like, which Adam is this? Like, I can't tell.
It was funny because it was like kind of casual Phil, which not suit and tie Phil, but weekend Phil, which, by the way, as long as we're talking about 70s TV shows and Heart to Heart, I'll show you the beginning in a minute. I don't know about you, but my favorite moments of those shows, like my favorite moment of Chips wasn't when they were in uniform chasing down perps. It was weekend chips.
Off-the-clock chips.
Where, like, so Ponch was there, and Larry Wilcox would come over to his cool bachelor pad at the marina for a beer, and how they were dressed casually, but still kind of, you could tell they were dressed. You know, the zipper was pulled up the right amount on the windbreaker, and there were, the collar was popped, and the ladies love them, and they'd have a beer, you know, this cool, like, oh, we're getting, like seeing your school teacher at the supermarket or something, like, ooh, look, it's a real person.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I think you could tell from that picture that when Phil, when Phil's wearing a denim jacket, and he's really, you know, rocking that front butt, you know, right above, right below the belly button, right above the pubic region. You can tell I'm drinking an iced coffee at 10 p.m. You can tell that I'm on my way to a little bit of mimosa and anal just around the corner at somebody's garage. Yeah, this guy.
That outfit's more of a warning.
A warning outfit. Yeah, if you see a guy dressed like this anywhere other than an AM PM, I would just fucking turn around and walk the other way.
Even the AMPM.
Even an as nice as AMPMs can get. Even this guy.
There's an extra mile across the street. Just go there.
Do you let this guy cut in front of you at the AMPM if he's like, hey, do you mind? I got the hot dogs. I just realized that I grabbed the last hot dog and it's super cold. I only got a little bit of time to get home before my microwave shuts down. Do you let that guy?
I let anybody,
absolutely,
anybody who's buying food at an AMPM can cut in front of me all they want, because that person has the power of 10. That person is criminally insane. That person, prison to them is a lateral move. They'll cut me in that AMPM as soon as they'll blink. You think about the people that are eating taquitos that are filled with American cheese and bacon, and they can get four for 99 cents. The fact that there is an In-N-Out burger on the corner where you can go get one of the best hamburgers made for $2.99, but you need 11 taquitos filled with chemicals over here that have been on this weird rotisserie with a grow light over it for the last 3 days. The fact that that's where you choose to spend your money is insane. And, you know, I don't want to sound like I'm high on mushrooms, but it's one thing to buy a cheap vinyl baseball mitt. This is something you put into your body. You literally ingest this thing, and then
how do you know? How do you know it's chemicals, Adam Carolla? Okay, it tastes delicious. I don't think anything that tastes that good is going to be filled with the nasty stuff.
What is the difference between $1.99 and $2.49 when it comes to a great burger versus some weird half burnt taquito thing?
It can literally change your DNA.
This hot dog, this hot dog is filled with cheese. Like, you're going to grow a tail if you eat three of these things. Who are these people who, like, and also, I don't go into a hardware store and go, do you guys have Danish? It's a hardware store. I will go into a bakery and get Danish. I don't need to get eye drops and fill up my tank and buy a quart of oil, and I'm hungry. Like, to go up the street and eat.
It's safe to say that the people...
Who ruined this with IKEA? You get your fucking shelf and you get your Swedish meatballs at the end.
Your lingonberry jam.
But I think AMPM has been serving up the grub for 40 years. I mean,
Chungus.
Yeah, the IKEA's is doing it, but it's a, like, the IKEA wasn't around when I was 20. When I was 20, I had a buddy named Chet who worked at an AMPM on, it's probably still there. There's an AMPM Maxipata that is on Magnolia and Laurel Canyon. And by the way, that's why I threw up.
Yes, there is.
Because Chet let me take a whole bottle of white Boone's Farm wine, and I chugged a whole bottle and yacked all over John Tyler's VW Bug.
Controversial theory. Perhaps Tungus was named because that is the name of a piece of furniture at IKEA.
Is it?
I'm just wondering.
It's got to be.
It has to be good stuff. Yeah, Tungus.
Yes. Do you think the guy, it's safe to say that the guy who's buying the turnstile meats, and I guess it's a, you know, generous statement to call them meats, but if you're buying those, finger foods, it's safe to say that that guy at some point in his life has said to a woman at a bar, hey, have you ever been in a trunk? Right. It's probably safe to say that he's done that. It's probably safe to say he gets to a strip club.
Uh-oh. He broke up, Adam.
And before he even asked the girls like dances, he's like, how much for a toe suck? And they're like, oh, shit. We good? Uh-oh.
Yeah, we got it.
We came back at the perfect part.
How much for a toe suck?
Good. As long as that came through.
the food. Well, the conceit. I mean, don't you guys feel like there is good food to be had almost everywhere now? Like you take sure. Like, you know, you can take a place like El Pollo Loco. All right. Sure. It's not the top of the food chain, but for $7, you can get a bunch of chicken and tortillas and salsa. Like you can do okay at an El Pollo Loco.
And it's not fried. It's not that bad for you. You know, it's like rotisserie chicken and salad.
That's one of Christie's clients. I'm going to have to refer to the segment.
I love El Pollo Loco is great when I'm like going on a run for my worker guys, you know, just get a bunch of chicken, a bunch of tortillas and all. And it's always good. And I like it. The point is, and then up the street is an In-N-Out Burger, and then across the street's like a Ma and Pa Chinese place that has like a lunch special. Why are we eating at the AM PM? I don't get that mentality.
What's the weirdest? Let's go around the horn. What's the weirdest thing you've ordered food wise at a you've purchased food wise at a let's just say an AM PM style convenience store?
I got it.
When we in Texas, they actually have good barbecue sometimes in these places, and we tried it, and it was above average. It wasn't like the smoke pit or whatever the fuck that place is called, or Franklin's, but it was above average.
Well, it's got to be you got to do the traditional stop on the way back from Vegas and get elk jerky at that big giant gas station. I've gotten so many different exotic animal jerkies at that gas station.
Yeah.
Is there any animal they won't turn into jerky?
You can jerky anything.
Asking for a friend. Yeah. You can jerky anything.
Yeah.
I mean, can you jerky people? Like, did any of these serial killers ever go that route?
You just put it in the Ron Popeil food dehydrator.
Yeah. Fucking, can we
jerky
talk
your friend?
About that? By the way, where is that guy? Who's he voting for? Does he pee sitting down still? Where is the Ronco food dehydrator guy? Right. Can we do a where are they now? Food dehydrator guys.
I think Ron Popeil died. Is that true? We had him.
So.
Brian, remember he was on the morning show? We had Ron Popeil on my morning radio show.
He's 85.
Oh, he's 85. Yeah. All right. We must have had
5 years young.
Billy
Mays was on the show for sure.
Yeah. Bob Barker. There's got to be a group of guys. Bob Barker. You know, Ron, what's Popeil. His name? Popeil. Yeah. Shit. You know what I'm saying? If, you know, maybe throw Phil Jackson in there. Guys where people haven't heard or seen him for a while. And they're like, guy's dead, right? And then they go, no, he actually was at the putt-putt last week in Burbank. That guy, you know, he shits at your house and leaves because he had his whole set it and forget it thing. Remember, he was just like fucking drop it in and, you know, kick out for 15, 20 minutes.
I'm pretty sure Ron Popeil came in to the morning show. I have a recollection of that.
Wow.
And I was just doing
the product.
I was doing the math. I can't remember, but he was old at the time. So that was, it had to be 12, 13, 14 years ago is why I was thinking it wasn't with us anymore. But he was pitching something. I can't think of what
it
was.
Sure, it wasn't Billy Mays.
It could have been Billy Mays.
Billy Mays came on the radio show, but I'm not seeing Ron.
Oh, do we have a guest list?
No, there's just articles.
Oh, maybe he called in. I do remember Billy Mays came in, but I thought Ron Popeil, because I grew up with Popeil and all the O-matics, and I think he wrote, hey, Max Bata, see if Ron Popeil in like 2007 or 8 like wrote a book or something like that. I think that was why I may have talked to him. But anyway.
Was he promoting the spray on hair?
Top coverage? No.
Yep.
That was or it was something else. But let's you got the opening to Heart to Heart just so we can hear that Stephanie Powers is gorgeous.
Yeah, let me cue that up right here.
This is my boss, Jonathan Hart, a self-made millionaire. He's quite a guy. This is Mrs. H. She's gorgeous. She's one lady who knows how to take care of herself. By the way, my name is Max. I take care of both of them, which ain't easy. Because when they met, it was murder.
All right. Hey, Adam Ray, I feel like you could do Max the butler. Oh, Adam's screen just dropped down.
Coming right back.
I was picturing...
He's looking at a text.
I was picturing the butler guy in the VO booth. Like, that's Mrs. Hot. She's gorgeous.
Mrs. H.
And sucks a mean cock. Like, all right, cut. What's that? Just vamping. Now Adam Ray.
I mean, the nicest thing he can say after she's gorgeous is she really knows how to take care of herself. Like, I like the way she's put together.
Well, think about how that would fly now. Like, you have a husband-wife team, and you go, he's a self-made millionaire. Like, he knows what he's doing. And like her, she looks good in shorts. You know what I mean? Like, would that work today?
What a piece of ass.
Yeah. Was that his first choice, too, in the VO meeting? Do you think he said other things?
Adam Ray, could you play the butler from Heart to Heart in a VO session? I'll play the engineer.
Sure.
All right.
Keep in mind, I did drop out during what we just watched. So this is going to be...
You're
going to
be vamping. You're going to be vamping. So what it is we're doing the opening for Heart to Heart.
Great.
You're the butler.
Great.
You're going to say something good about Jonathan Hart. You know, he's self-made millionaire. He's a genius. He knows what he's doing. And then when it comes to Mrs. Hart, you're going to say something nice about her looks or maybe, something physical, but not anything about brains. But this is more about the aesthetic. All right.
Wait, now does he have an accent?
I'll hear it again. We'll play it again.
Jimmy Durante in the Snowman cartoon.
That's right.
Oh,
sorry.
All right.
We need some music too to lay under Adam Ray. But all right, sorry. Here
I'm
you
still
go.
Loading it up. It'll take a second.
So he's doing the narration for the trailer, basically.
Yeah.
The intro.
I'll do the intro, the opening of the show. Again, Adam dropped out, so he didn't get a chance.
Sorry, I had to feed my stepdad's parrot there in the back that he fucking bought at some sort of Jewish bukkake fest. I don't know what the fuck that is. There's so
Rosh Hashanah.
It's a Rosh Hashanah parrot. If you don't get the reference, you know what? This is why we got to vote. But this is there's so much weird shit in George's office that I just I don't know what that mask is behind me.
I'm a fan of the man.
Yeah,
all right,
me too.
You ready, Max Panna?
This might be a different season, but it should still be the same
opening.
Here we go.
This is my boss, Jonathan Hart, a self-made millionaire. He's quite a guy. This is Mrs. H. She's gorgeous. She's one lady who knows how to take care of herself. By the way, my name is Max. I take care
That's
of
me.
Which ain't easy. Because when they met, it was murder.
All right, cool. Lionel.
Should we just play it again and have me do it to that video?
Nah, we're going to lay it down in the in the studio.
Great. All right. So what are we doing here? We're doing the intro.
Lionel, hey, this is the engineer.
Yeah. What's going on?
This is Heart to Heart. We're doing a VO voiceover for the opening.
We're going to have footage
of Wagner. He's going to be on a jet airplane. He's got a private jet. You know, that's
nice.
Yeah. We haven't shot this stuff yet, but we're gonna get him sitting on a swivel chair, 40,000 feet, and in a Learjet.
Got a dream about being on a Learjet with a bunch of prostitutes just pouring Skittles on each other. Is that weird?
No, but just sort of keep that one to yourself because this is it's prime time. It's ABC.
Yeah.
It's Family Network.
Yeah.
So first image, just going to be Wagner on the jet. Then he's driving a Dino Ferrari through the canyons of Los Angeles. It's a Targa style car. You know, so all the good things you might say about it, he's a powerful man, he's a smart man, he's a rich man, you know, that kind of stuff. Then we go to Stephanie Powers. That's the wife. That's Mrs. Hart. And she has hair down to here, and she's wearing an evening gown. She's looking fantastic. So
sure.
may want to talk about how beautiful she is, you know. And then at the end, we get a shot of you.
Great. What am I doing?
Well, you're just driving along. Your name is Max. You're the butler. You take care of him.
Sure. All right. Yeah, I think that makes sense. Let's lay one down.
I think we got some music we can lay down with you. Okay. So again, just free form it. We'll take it. Here we go. Try to keep it under a minute. Here we go.
Robert Wagner. That's my boss. Well, he's got a
Lionel,
new name.
Hold on a second. First off, this is an action adventure sound, Dawson. I know it's tough. Yeah. All right, maybe we'll just loop that music. Robert Wagner's the name of the actor.
Sure.
Right, but so we don't say the name of the actor.
Oh yeah, he's playing
Mr. Hart. That's Mr. your boss. Hart, yeah. That's Mr. Hart. You know what I mean? He's good looking. Yeah,
the main guy. Yeah,
he's a rich guy, powerful guy, self-made. Yeah, yeah. You know, think about all self-made. Those things.
Here we go.
All right, here we go.
Yeah. Oh, making your own money. That gets you hot. That gets you turned on. When you make your own money, you can make your own choices. You can dress however the fuck you want, drive whatever car you want. That's a sharp guy right there. That's my boss.
Lionel?
I'll do anything for him.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah. Good. Good start.
Oh, yeah.
Good
start. Is that it?
No. Then we'll probably do a couple more takes, but that's a good start. I think you dropped an F-bomb in there.
Yeah.
That's my boss. That's Mr. Hart. He's smart. Yeah. He's successful. Self-made man. That's Mrs. Hart. She's beautiful. You know, see what I got there? That's me. You know, I take care of these two, you know?
I got you.
And we tag it with, when they met, it was murder.
Perfect.
All right, we got some music. Yeah, there we go. Okay, there we go.
Robert Hart, driving along the freeway, looking real sharp, looking like, hey, this guy might turn a couple fellas the other way if he catch what I'm putting down. Stephanie Hart, oh, she likes that money, and boy, does she look good. That's one girl that knows how to use a camel toe.
Lionel.
Yeah.
Her name is, she's Mrs. Hart, but she's Stephanie Powers. You know what I mean? But she's not Stephanie Hart. You're taking the two.
Name.
Yeah, you're kind of making a Reese's peanut butter cup out of these two entities.
Sure.
You see what I'm saying?
Different name.
Right. And I think there was some sort of gay reference at the top.
No, there's a guy's game recognizing game type of thing.
Okay, well, this is 1979, so I don't really know the term game recognizing game.
Sure,
I'll just go ahead and talk to my teenage stepson and see if he can fill me in on that.
Sure. Yeah, okay, I'm picking up what you're putting down. Let's run it back. Here we go.
Get the music.
Robert Hart, look at that guy. Self-made. Self-made dude. Made his own money, can do what he wants to, and will probably get you to do what he wants to if you look like that, too. Here we go, driving in the car down the freeway. No cares in the world. Stephanie Powers has only got one care, and that's about making sure that sweet, sweet ass has got all the fixings. Because when Mr. Hart gets home, and that's me driving with my cock. But look, I don't mind being the butler, but that's only because Mrs. Powers showed me.
It's a 22-second montage.
Pick up the pace. I got it.
Yeah, and maybe shorten the pace a little bit as well. But also, we're going to see images of them driving. He's going to be in a Learjet. Okay? Ooh, right.
That's right.
You've always wanted to fly one of those. Right. And then he's going to slide on in. He's going to slide on into the Dino Ferrari, a vintage Ferrari, okay? Although, since it's 1979, the car's only 6 years old. But either way, I'm calling it vintage, okay? Mm-hmm. So, that's the imagery. You don't need to say what they're doing, you know what I mean? We can see what they're doing.
Okay.
We just want to hear what kind of people they are.
Gotcha.
Okay?
Talk about what's on the inside. You can see the outside. Roll it back. Here we go.
Right.
Boy, it's heart time, baby. If you've got a heart deep inside your chest,
or maybe below the belt. You know what I'm talking about. It's Robert time, baby. Call him Rob for short. Get in his jet, get in his car. Make sure you're sitting shotgun and got one free open palm because it's going to get used, if you know what I'm saying. And oh, Stephanie Powers, boy, she looks good. You know she's got three nipples. Don't take my word for it, hashtag LeVar Burton. But there's things that I would do as a butler, like drive by myself to go pick up some peyote. I'm not saying it's for Mrs. Powers, but she does have a sweet, sweet, sweet vagina.
Hey,
they're murderers.
Yeah. Hey, Lionel?
No. Yeah. I got the last part.
I just jump in for a quick second?
Sure.
I'm just looking at the schedule here, and there's a guy named Chris or Christopher Cross who's going to come in here and needs to lay down some demo stuff at some point. I don't know who the guy is. Anyway, so time is limited. And if you keep using the actors' names, it's going to be unusable. You understand?
Yeah, they got the TV. They got TV.
The show is called Heart to Heart because their name is Hart. He's Jonathan Hart. You see what I'm saying? It's brilliant, right? Heart to Heart, but their name is Hart, right?
Sure.
Okay. So that's your boss. You know what I mean? He's a successful guy. But you can't keep saying the actor's name. And as far as this sexual stuff, now it is, you know, I think the show comes on. It's slated for 10 o'clock on Fridays. It's not exactly safe harbor, as we call it in the business. Sure, sure, you know what I mean? So if you maybe just steer clear of the sexual stuff. We'll give it one more shot.
I think people like to hear that, but I hear what you're saying.
Right. Okay.
Ooh, Robert Hart. Look at this guy. Good, sweet, sweet God. Just the way he sits in a car makes me want to touch myself. But you know, enough about me. Let's talk about Stephanie Powers. I think she spells her name with a PH. Don't take my word for it. But you know what? Look, if I could just smell the inside of her pants, just a little tag part, I think, boy, I would be set. And I am the butler, so I know somebody that could get me that scent. You know what I'm saying? By the way, they're murderers, but you couldn't tell by the size of her breasts. Is that it?
You know, I think that'll have to do.
Great. This was a great session.
I think that'll have to do. Hold on. Let me just hit the cough button here for a second. It's Casey Kasem alive. Can we get his fucking ass in here?
Alive and well.
This guy's a fucking retarded perv hack. I don't.
Casey
I'm
Kasem.
Sorry. I had to hit the wrong button. Shit. You didn't hear that, did you?
No. Hey, offense taken. Look, there's a lot of work to be had out there, so I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah.
Grateful for the opportunity.
I think the second unit wants to film you driving through the canyon with the top off of the Mercedes. They're just going to kind of shoot you with your skipper hat on. So if you want to just kind of skedaddle,
go ahead. Great.
I think we can cut this together.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of options. You know, I think you could take some of that camel toe stuff, some of the stuff about him being a great boss. You could probably edit around the part about where I said I'd fuck him.
Yeah, I don't even recall that part. But yeah, if in fact we do find that on the master, we'll probably just go ahead and move around that.
Yeah, I think that was more of an implied. I think that was something you were saying. But then I was like, hey, it's a TV show for kids.
Let me why don't I just lay down the demo track and you can sort of talk over it. You know what I mean? That. Like just kind of we tempt in a demo track. Do you have that, Maxipata, the beginning of the show?
See the picture, yeah.
See if you can just run the actual band. And this is just a temp, but we laid it over it and see if you can see how it feels.
Yeah, that's
going
fine.
Over it. All right, here we go.
Yeah, this will help. Heart to Heart. Yeah, that's the name of the show, baby. 5 seasons. Ever been on that plane? This guy has, because he's got lots of people trying to touch his junk. That's why he's got a car, too, and probably 2 laptops. Oh, that's my boss right there. Hair blowing in the wind. I'll tell you something else that blows. This gal, his wife, but she's got a different name, but and a different car. Oh, where's she driving to? Probably to go down on somebody. Here I am. Boy, I got that hat on sale, by the way. Yeah, he knows it, and he's following her like a creep. That's because they're going to go kill someone. They're murderers. Heart to heart. Show up or ship out.
Hey, Lionel.
What's up?
There's parts of Christopher Cross are laying down a demo in about 20 minutes, so we got to clear the studio. But it's kind of bleeding through. We got to get someone's got to shut the door. We got the door shut. Sorry, I don't know who the guy is, but he needs the studio. I'm told he's slated in here, so we got to kind of bring this one home. Hey, Lionel.
Yeah.
At some point, you said, "I bet he has 2 laptops." Now, it doesn't make sense to me. Everyone has a lap, and everyone has a top to their lap. I don't know why anyone would have two laps or two tops on their laps. This is 1979. I don't know what this...
This is 1979. This is we're talking so they didn't have all that. So this is run it back.
All right, I'm gonna say and scene. This is becoming surreal. I'm gonna do one more. Dawson says one more. All right, here we go.
Okay, so this is I'm gonna try to take this one. That's a tux that only really rich guys can wear, or people who shop at Ross Dress for Less. Now, a car like that that's the type of car that you get that type of woman in, where she's showing a little too much shoulder, but not enough in 1979. Now, Stephanie Powers is a girl that when she's sitting behind the wheel, you go, oh, I wonder if she had a vagina candle, I'd probably buy that shit and light it in front of my kids, and have them try to guess what it smelled like, heart to heart.
Thanks, doctor. All right, let me hit LifeLock here, and then we'll get on to some news with Adam Ray. LifeLock, certain behaviors make you more vulnerable to identity theft, like using the same password on every account and oversharing personal information on social media. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Every day we put our information at risk on the internet. You could miss certain threats if you're just monitoring your credit alone. Good thing there's LifeLock. LifeLock detects a wide range of identity threats, like your social security and the number for sale out on the dark web. Protect yourself, people. This ain't 1979 anymore. Many of you have two laptops. You want to protect your info. It is LifeLock, right, Dawson?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can find out if your information is on the dark web. Get your free dark web scan at LifeLock.com/scan. Pick the plan that's right for you and save up to 25% off your first year with promo code Adam. That's a free scan at LifeLock.com/scan and 25% off with promo code Adam.
And a special cheers to the weekend with our friends Screwball Whiskey. Make sure you celebrate this weekend and enjoy some Screwball. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and do the news with everyone right after this.